All right, Schaefer Landit here with Norwalk School Superintendent Sean Holloway, and we're kind of going over your most recent board meeting. The district plans to launch transitional kindergarten in the 26-27 school year. What gap is the program meant to fill for families and kind of just outcomes with that? A little bit more on that.
Yeah, we we've been researching transitional kindergarten, I would say, for the last couple of years. It's been a topic that just kind of has been on the back burner a bit. And really for us, we had heard from community members that it was a need. We had actually seen students leave the district because we didn't have transitional kindergarten, and so they took that opportunity in another school district. Really what it provides is just that, and I would say we also would see some five-year-olds that would stay in preschool with some of our partner programs, for an additional year versus going into kindergarten like they could. So, it provides kind of that little bit of a gap when you're a young five-year-old, really is what we're looking for within that program is just the ability to, have a full-time program 5 days a week, be able to offer transportation to and from school. I think that's on the parent side is really, what they're looking for maybe over a preschool type setting. That's a half a day. So we're excited about that. I think, staffing wise, our plan is to hire one teacher, so have one classroom for sure, see what the need is. And really this first year, it's a bit of a guessing game on what the numbers are going to be. So we anticipate having two classrooms of transitional kindergarten, but we're also assuming some of those students will come from, what would have been kindergarten students. And so, we have an additional, one FTE for a higher, but are anticipating having a second transitional kindergarten that maybe would come from, the kindergarten ranks. So we're excited about that. I think it's an area that's been wanted for a while in Norwalk, and so we're excited about being able to offer that.
It looked like you had a little bit more on the at-risk dropout prevention plan, which we've talked about in the past, just a little bit more on funding. Is there any updates that you'd like to give with that, just moving forward with things of that nature?
Yeah, so really when you see those SBRC requests, those are annual requests that go, through the Department of Education. And I think the biggest thing to understand there is really what we're trying to capture is spending authority, which is a unique concept for public schools, right? So when you see that $1 million, we're not getting $1 million in cash, right? What really that does is gives us the authority to spend dollars that we would already have, right? And so, it's just a kind of a unique concept, but, we have to have the authority and we also have to have the cash, right? And so, that's just part of, I guess, school finance for our general fund. That's a little unique, maybe to, a casual community member.
Maybe continuing with a little bit of finance, something on there about a high school roof replacement, which is no small deal. So, first of all, what kind of prompted that project, or was it more just kind of wear and tear, age, things like that? And how does it fit into kind of the long-term facility plan? I know we just finished up at Oviatt earlier this year and things like that. So
yeah, so, really what you're seeing when you see like any roof replacement, so I think that was, over $1 million of repair. That just fits right in with our 20-year facility plan. We've worked really hard as a district to get our Pebble and Save budgets in line and try to keep our buildings in as good a possible shape as they can be. Roof repairs are just one of those things. I think we have 20 to 30 years of life on the current roofs in this area, and so they've been well maintained, but it's time for a new one. So as we go through the years, there probably won't be a year go by where you don't see some type of roof repair come through the board agenda for approval.
It looks like some changes to teacher leadership and compensation, or TLC. What's kind of new about what went on with this, the change to the program? What kind of does that mean for teachers and others as well?
Yeah, so our teacher leadership compensation program, TLC, is something that gets reviewed every 5 years. So, you know, we were on that review cycle. We're currently right in the midst of our full release positions, our instructional coaches. So I would say the biggest change really is not in the number of instructional coaches, but in how we're utilizing those positions. So each building will have two instructional coaches, and their specific focus will depend on what the building need is. So right now we're going through interviews to select those folks. Which will all come from within our ranks, right? So, you know, some of those will be current instructional coaches, and others will be, you know, current classroom teachers. So just a way to provide leadership opportunities for our staff, you know, and really those positions are kind of also help with, you know, curriculum implementation, you know, modeling classroom, you know, behaviors that we want to see from our staff. So we look forward to, you know, those positions being filled again. Again, for the vast majority, they're very similar to what they have been. Yeah, every 5 years we have to go through a redesign there and a reevaluation of the program. That's just where we're at.
Last thing I had on here was that the district approved a new pre-employment screening vendor. What kind of prompted that change, and then what do you see kind of changing, you know, after all these decisions were being made here?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think if we, you know, went back in time, you know, a couple months ago, you know, one of our neighboring districts was hot and heavy in the news cycle, you know, just making sure. Really what this does is it includes E-Verify, you know, so one of the things that, you know, the state of Iowa says is, you know, we, you know, can't hire, you know, people that aren't citizens of our country, right, is maybe the easiest way to say it. And so this new screening that we'll use, you know, falls in line with that, you know, has the immigration status as part of the background check. But then I think really the piece that impacts us the most is it also goes out and looks in other states, right? So, you know, if person A has lived in Texas and California and Minnesota, and then they come here to teach, this background check will check all of those other states as well. So it's more of a national, you know, background search than what we were previously using. So there's a little increased cost there. I mean, I think they're, you know, roughly about $5,000 compared to what we were currently using. But I think it puts us right in line with what the expectations from legislators are going to be this session. And I mean, quite honestly, makes us, you know, just it's maybe a little more secure system, right? So I think it will be a good thing for the district. I think we'll see a lot of other districts following suit, right? I would not be surprised even if our legislation made that a mandate, you know, this legislative session, so.
And finally, before we sat down, you told me that this meeting we're recapping was the final one for the calendar year, and so it's kind of hard to believe that the semester is already over. I was just interviewing you in August to start the year, so. Just some end of the year comments, lots of things going on, projects, big construction projects, and just maybe the other side that people don't see as much is like performance and things like that. But some comments from the superintendent on the end of the first semester here and the end of the calendar year of 2025 as well for the school.
Yeah, you know, the other night I was at a girls wrestling event, walked down the hall, was at the Christmas band concert. It's just hard to believe, you know, we're almost halfway through the school year. You know, I think when we look forward to 2026, really what, you know, I think the consistent message is going to be is our bond referendum. You know, at the December 8th board meeting, we had a discussion item on the Donovan Group as a marketing firm. You know, that really revolves around the bond referendum. So November of 2027, you know, we'll go to our voters for about $65 million. The big project there is going to be a new elementary building, transportation building. So we currently rent our transportation space from the city of Norwalk. City of Norwalk, like us, is a growing entity, and they need their space. And so, you know, we purchased land for the bus barn. We're currently looking at land options for that elementary building. And so really, I look forward to, you know, giving our public a clear understanding of what those projects will be, what the need behind those projects are. You know, that way, you know, next November we can, you know, the hopes would be to have a successful bond referendum pass from the voters. And, you know, Norwalk, as we know, is a growing community, right? And so, you know, really we're just making sure we stay in line with what the growth projections are going to be. And we're in a good place to continue educating our kids and our community members, you know, through that process.
That was Norwalk School Superintendent Sean Holloway. Thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you next semester.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You.